You're listening to Faith Wood of Inspiring Minds Consulting Limited, and you can find us on the web at www.imind.ca. This particular hypnotic meditation is designed to get an imprint of what it means to be thin, to think thin. And because it's hypnotic in its very nature, we ask that you never listen to this while driving. Instead, place yourself in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed for about 20 minutes and really allow the suggestions to get into your subconscious while you relax deeply and enjoy taking a break for yourself. So if you found yourself in a nice quiet space where you won't be disturbed, take a nice deep breath all the way in and all the way out as you listen to the sound of my voice and let go of all the tensions of the day. Good. Take another nice deep breath all the way in and all the way out. And try to remember why it is that you want to gain control over your weight and your size and your activity level. What's important about being thin for you? As you take the next deep breath, close your eyes and allow yourself to settle down, listening to the sound of my voice. And embrace the idea of becoming very relaxed as you transition the very thoughts that you have about your body and about your weight. As you prepare to relax very deeply, please know that you will always be able to move any part of your head or your body at any time in order to stay perfectly comfortable. In fact, the very act of moving any part of your head or your body will only cause you to become more deeply relaxed. Focus on the sound of my voice and let all the other sounds fade away in the distance. As you get a sense of your whole body, the position of those arms and legs, the sensation of whatever it is that you're resting on, the weight of your body and the size of your body. That's it. And when you're overweight, it's not particularly pleasant to think about, but it's the reason you're listening to these words right now. And as you notice the rise and fall of that chest and that stomach, as you breathe gently and comfortably, if you notice any feelings of guilt or frustration, of wanting to be slimmer, or of thinking you shouldn't be overweight, you can just let those thoughts be there without trying to suppress them. And then I'd like you to take a slow, deep breath all the way in, and then let the air out very slowly, smoothly, and just get the sense of drifting right out of yourself, as if you could just start watching your own face as it relaxes in comfort way over there. And as you look at that you over there, as you look at that body, I'd like you to allow a clear awareness into your mind, one that lets you see how the excess weight you've been carrying around is just like the excess weight so many people are carrying around these days. Because there is a worldwide cultural trend today of people becoming overweight. And this is partly a consequence of the food sold to us in our supermarkets and fast food restaurants. It's the flavor enhancers and the extra sugar and the trans fats crammed into processed food. And it's the advertisers trying to sell us cans of flavored, fizzy, sugary water, excessively rich foods. And the human brain, it responds to sugar and flavor-enhanced food just like it does to a drug. And it craves for more. And these changes is what we eat. The synthetic sugar, artificial food have led us to losing touch with our natural ability to know when we're full. And if you had grown up in ancient hunter-gatherer societies, living off what you could hunt, foraging for nuts and berries, you would never have put on that extra weight. These facts mean that you can begin right now to relax, here and now, with the realization that the excess weight you've been carrying around says a lot more about the culture we live in and the types of food that are commonly advertised than it does about you. And this session is about reclaiming your right to be healthy and slim, to have a strong, toned body, to reclaiming your right to feel healthy from that unhealthy food culture that surrounds us. And then you can just begin to relax. Deeper still, in a more dreamlike state. Just like when you're lying in bed at night, warm beneath the covers, and your mind begins to wander into having more dreamlike thoughts, dreamlike images, like perhaps the sight of a flickering fire, burning in a traditional fireplace, crackling away, the orange and yellow flames dancing in the air, illuminating the room with a warm, friendly glow. The smell of smoke, that's it. As you drift all the way down into that secret inner world where you can begin to learn things at a more instinctual level. And when you're building a fire, it's important to know how different materials burn. Understanding that something like newspaper will light very quickly, and a fire lighter made with chemicals that instantly ignite will catch fire and burn even faster than newspaper. But these types of materials never sustain a fire. They burn out way too quickly, and the newspaper might leave charred fragments of paper wafting around in the air. And the fire lighter might leave a lingering smell of chemicals, and neither of them could ever keep the fire going. They can never be the core materials that go into a well-made fire, because for that you need chunks of wood, preferably untreated with chemicals, or dense lumps of coal fuel that will burn and burn and keep you cozy and warm over time. And when you've had a sugary drink, maybe a soda or a huge glass of orange juice, that intense hit of sugar typically gives you a brief surge to your energy levels. But then there comes the crash, because like burning newspaper, it just doesn't last. And if you're running a marathon, it's fine to keep topping yourself up with rapid burning energy, because you're burning it off as you run. And you wouldn't run a marathon after having a roast dinner. You can just continually top yourself up with quick, burning energy. But most of us aren't running marathons. And if you're sitting at a desk or in front of the TV and you pour some quick, burning energy into that body, like a sugary drink or some sweets or candy or a bag of crisps or potato chips, fire lighter food that your body burns quickly, then that sugar just hangs around in the body because you're just sitting there. And all that excess sugar isn't healthy for the body. So that sugar gets turned into fat to be stored for the future. So unless you're running a marathon or doing something intense, some form of intense exercise immediately after eating, then high sugar candy bars and sodas, sugary hot drinks or glasses of beer, or rapidly digested foods, white foods like French fries, bread, white pasta, white rice, potato chips, and crisps, all those foods are just ways of directly feeding the fat in your body. But slow-burning foods, sustainable foods, foods high in natural fats, brown rice, green vegetables, sweet potatoes, meals rich in protein like fish, meat, beans, nuts, legumes. Well, these are all like wood and coal for your inner fire. They slowly feed your body appropriate energy over time so that you feel appropriately full and you have appropriate energy. And here's the thing. You already have an intuitive sense of this because you know how it feels to have eaten a load of sugar, to have experienced that sugar high and then the sugar crash, where you felt woozy and you ended up craving more. It works pretty much like a drug. A roller coaster of highs and lows. And you also know how it feels to have eaten a healthy meal with vibrant vegetables and natural fats and good sources of lean protein, and how you feel appropriately full. And I'd like your mind right now to begin to strengthen and amplify and intensify this intuitive feeling you get of how you're going to feel after you've eaten any meal or snack, so that as you think about having a candy bar or a sugary hot drink, you get that intuitive sense of the roller coaster ahead of you. Maybe even seeing it in your mind's eye, a high followed by an energy crash, with most of that excess sugar just ending up in your fat stores. And you can instinctively connect with the reality of that experience, thinking about having something sugary and knowing, intensely knowing, how you'll feel an hour or so later. how that stomach will feel an hour later, how your mood will be an hour later, and really feel the unpleasant reality of that future right now. And then your mind can also intensify the feelings of fulfillment, satisfaction, when you've eaten a balanced, healthy meal. Natural fats, protein, a mix of slow digesting foods, connecting with the reality of having eaten that, how it's going to feel in your stomach, how it's going to give you sustainable, slow-release energy, a stable, brighter mood, a properly nourished body, where that fuel can be used appropriately, where those muscles get nourished, where all the cells of the body get properly nourished. That's it. And notice how that feels so good. Allow yourself to really feel the delight of that future reality. And you can notice how this is going to make a difference for you as you absorb this way of thinking into your life intuitively, instinctively feeling the reality of this future, of how your choices are going to make you feel as you test out in your mind being somewhere tomorrow, maybe at work, maybe in a restaurant, maybe at home, just a particular choice point in your day when you know you'll be deciding what to eat. And notice how this intuitive sense of what's going to nourish you and make you feel healthy and good can guide you away from that burned newspaper food, away from that chemical-laden firelighter food, away from that high sugar, instantly digested food, and steer you towards nourishing foods that genuinely help you and keep all the muscles and the cells in that body vibrant and flourishing. And then begin to hear these words in your words. I desire to become strong and slender. I am dissatisfied with my weight as it stands now. I want to become more slender because I want to be more slender. My appetite is now easily satisfied with a much smaller quantity of food than I have become accustomed to. I enjoy protein for strength, small quantities of lean meat. I enjoy green leafy vegetables and all the bodybuilding foods that give me a proper balance of minerals and vitamins. My body already has enough storage of fat. It has no need for additional fats. My body is now ready to use this fat that I've stored up. And as this fat is used, I feel the way I want to feel. I feel strong, energetic, and full of vitality. And because my body has no need for fat, I have no appetite for fat, no appetite for sweets, no appetite for starches. I dislike the fat found in meats. I don't need butter or cream. I dislike sweets, candies, pies, no need for cake. My body has no need for foods that burn too quickly. My tastes respond to the real needs of my body. Food substances that are not needed become unpleasant to me now. I'm finding pleasure in eating the foods my body needs, eating slowly, taking small bites, relishing each bite as I chew it, taking time to enjoy the flavor of the foods I eat, discovering the subtle and enjoyable differences between foods. Enjoying the taste of lean meat in small quantities, feeling full and satisfied. In my daily activities, I am consuming the reserves of fat that have been stored in my body. And that fat is being consumed from my entire body, but is becoming especially noticeable in my abdomen and my hips. My hips are already growing smaller as fats are consumed. My stomach is getting flatter as exercise increases. I'm feeling stronger and healthier. Hips smaller, stomach flatter. I'm committed to having this lifestyle of choosing my foods based on what's good for my body. And now just getting a sense of how it's going to feel a year from now to have made this very simple, intuitive, natural way of eating part of your everyday. Notice how toned and slim and full of energy your body has become. Notice how much stronger, lighter, brighter, more enthusiastic you feel. And it's because of the small pleasure of choosing the foods that your body needs for sustained energy. Look in the mirror. Notice how well your clothes fit, how healthy and vibrant you look. Let this vision, these ideas, these suggestions become permanently embedded in the inner parts of your conscious mind, becoming your new reality. You can listen to this session often, and you can strengthen the simple, intuitive understanding of how to make choices that keep you healthy and slim each time you listen. And then for now, you can begin to feel more alert, more refreshed. That's it. Prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it. Just noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And whenever you're ready, just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.